اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد محمد
وآل. السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Here again we are with some of the students of Xavier International School, Brother Hussein Ruhullah, Brother Ali Nasir, and Fawad Haider, and also Hassan Nasrullah. So today, inshallah, we'll be talking about Ayah 263 of Surah Al-Baqarah. قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ وَمَغْفِرًا. Okay, we'll talk about this ayah, inshallah. It's on page 44. Page 44 of the Quran Kareem. Brothers and sisters, hold your Qurans. Please turn to page 44, ayah 263 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Let's everyone once listen to the recitation.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qawlun ma'rufun wa maghfiratun khayrun min sadaqatin yatba'uha adha. والله غني حليم.
Nice recitation, alhamdulillah. I will be now doing the recitation. Make sure you repeat after me. All right?
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, as you're listening together with our brothers here, please listen and practice. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
قول معروف ومغفرة خير من صدقة يتبعها أذى.
قول معروف ومغفرة خير من صدقة يتبعها أذى.
أحسنتم. والله غني حليم.
والله غني حليم.
أحسنتم. ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. In the previous ayah, Allah Almighty said that when you donate, when you give charity, yes, to someone, you will have the reward of that. But if you express favor after that, if you like say that it was me who helped you, like you had nothing, yes, all you have is because of me, these things, these kind of sentences, like in form of disrespecting someone, yes, the one who you helped, you donated. So if you do so, Allah Almighty said, you will not get your reward. But if you do not do this, only donating for the sake of Allah Almighty, with actually ikhlas, okay, with ikhlas, so you will get your reward. Yes, here Allah Almighty in this ayah says that, look, even if you do not help someone, okay, it's okay. But if you want to help someone, do not do it with expressing favor after that or annoying someone with those kind of sentences. What's better than this? Better than this is this. If you help someone and annoy them as well, okay, don't do it. Instead, do what? Say them good sentences. Talk to them in a respectful manner. If someone comes and asks you, Fawad, please, he's begging you, I need some money. Please give me today. I'm really in need of 10,000 tumans even, okay? Then Fawad says, sorry, brother, I know you're in a bad situation, but if you want me to tell you the truth, today I don't have. Otherwise, I really would have given you. So please, sorry, okay? Forgive me. Otherwise, I would really give you. This is a in a respectful manner, you reject someone. This is better than giving him 10,000 tumans and say tomorrow when you saw him, okay, oh, it was me. Look, for 10,000 tumans, you came to me and you were asking me. You are that poor person. So what is better? Respecting someone is better. قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ. The best way to say, okay? The respectful way to talk to someone. This is better than قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ. Sometimes you donate someone. A poor person comes to you. He asks you, he begs you for money. You give him and he says something bad to you as well. وَمَغْفِرَةٌ. Forgive them. Forgiving them is as well better. Or sometimes you do not have the money. They come and beg you. You do not have to give them, okay? And instead, what do? They say, they use bad words, okay? They might talk to you in a bad way, okay? That you poor, you're poorer than me. Like this, or any other, I don't want to say. So you know what they will say sometimes, yeah? So مغفرتون. If you forgive them, it's better than giving them millions of dollars and then annoying them. Okay? It's not comparable even. So it's better. قول معروف ومغفرة خير من صدقة من than the charity that has the annoying after it. Okay. والله غني. Allah Almighty is the independent. He has the all. He is full. Okay. Full of, like, he has everything. So Allah is all sufficient. حليم. Allah is also most forbearing. He will punish you. If Allah Almighty does not punish you in this world, He will punish you in the next world, in the coming world, okay? And hereafter. Make sure we should be among those who are respecting people. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, respect to have respect. Okay? Respect others to have respect. Yeah, that's it. The message from this ayah, inshallah, I want you to refer to the Tafasir book for more explanation. Of course, you will find a lot. That's enough. We'll move on to the Tajweed rules. قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So the very let me once read. I want Hussein to read it once, then we will work on the tajweed rules.
قول معروف ومغفرة خير من صدقة يتبعها أذى.
أحسنتم.
والله غني حليم.
ما شاء الله. قول معروف ومغفرة خير من صدقة يتبعها أذى. قول تنوين plus معروف starts with ميم. We had a rule, تنوين plus ميم, huh?
إدغام.
The rule إدغام is applied. You join the sounds. You merge them. Okay. قولٌ will be merged to ميم. قولٌ. The نون sound in قولٌ will be merged into ميم. There will be no longer a نون sound. قولٌ إدغام with غنة, right? إدغام with غنة. Yes. قولٌ معروفٌ فن تنوين again plus واو. Again, the rule idgham. So you merge the sound of fun into waw. Ma'arufu, right? Qawlum ma'arufu. Again, nasal sound. In both examples, we should produce a nasal sound. Qawlum ma'arufu. Wa maghfiratun tun tanween plus khayrun starts with the letter kha. The rule,
Idhar,
right? Idhar tells you should clearly pronounce the sound of the tanween or noon sakin. Yes? Ali Nasser, am I right?
Yes.
Okay. Maghfiratun khayrun. Khayrun plus meem. Again, tanwin plus meem. Idgham. Khayrun. Right? With nasal sound. Min sadaqatin. Min nun sakin fawad. Next next word starts with sa.
Sad.
Ikhfa, right? Min sadaqatin. Min sada. You hide the sound of the nun. Min sadaqatin. Right? Sadaqatin, again, tanween plus?
Ya.
Ya.
Idgham.
Idgham, Hussein, yes?
Yes.
Sadaqati, merge them. Sadaqati, nasal sound plus, okay? Yatba'uha, alif mad, ha, alif mad, plus next word starts with hamza. Yatba'uha, adha. Is the mad wajib here?
No.
No, the mad is not wajib. Why, Hussein?
Because hamza and mad are in separate words.
In two different words, in separate words. Yatba'uha adha. You can skip the mad or stretch the sound. Yatba'uha adha. Right? Adhan. It has tanween fatha and alif maqsura. Right? Alif maqsura functions the same as alif. Adha, adhan. So here, because we stop, the tanween fatha will be changed into.
Sakin. Sukun.
No.
Alif.
Alif mad.
Alif mad.
Alif mad. Not short vowel.
Alif mad.
Long vowel, but alif mad. Yeah, long vowel, alif mad. Then changes to?
Adha.
Right. And there is a word, qila. Do you see that?
Yes.
What does it say?
Waqf is better than wasl.
Yeah. Al-waqfu awla min al-wasl. Okay? So, waqf is better. Then wasl. Stopping here is better than continuing. Wallahu. Wallahu. The word, the letter lam in the word Allah should be pronounced with an a sound. Allah, Allah. Why? Because there is,
Dham. A fatha sound
before. Wallahu ghaniyun halim. Ghaniyun tanween. Plus halim starts with the letter ha. It's amongst the throat letters, so the rule idhar is applied. You have to produce the sound of tanween clearly. Wallahu ghaniyun halim. Halim. Make sure you stretch the sound because it's the rule. Maddul arid lissukun. You should apply the rule. Okay. Guys, too many tanween we have here. Qawlum ma'rufun wa ومغفرة خير صدقة آذن غني. So let's explain them. Guys, brothers and sisters, we'll shortly explain them, okay? We had four rules with tanween and nun sakin. So there are four groups of letters. Idhar letters or throat letters, idgham letters, yarmalun letters, we say, and iqlab, which is just one letter, and ikhfa. Idhar letters, there are six letters. Hamza, ha, ha. Kha, Ayn, Ghain. Whenever you see these six letters after the Tanween or Nun Sakin, do not hesitate. Clearly pronounce the Tanween or Nun Sakin sound. Nun sound should be clear. Then, Yarmalun. Ya, Ra, Mim, Lam, Waw, Nun. If you see one of these six letters, merge the sound of Tanween or Nun Sakin into one of these letters. Yes? Plus, next rule. The letter Ba. If you see the letter Ba after the Tanween or Nun Sakin, make sure it's the Iqlab rule, right? You should change the sound of the Nun Sakin or Tanween into a hidden meme, right? The last rule, the rest of the letters, whenever you see Fa, Jim, Za, Dal, Dal, Sin, Shin, any of the letters. So you should hide the sound of Tanween or Nun Sakin. It's called Ikhfa, hiding. So that was all from us in this session about the tajweed rules, a short explanation about the ayah. Make sure for the more explanations, refer to the tafsir book. Okay, Ali Nasir? Yes? Okay.
Yes.
And tajweed rules practice, inshallah. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, for being with us today in this session. Please stay with us. Every day, inshallah, we'll be here with you with one Quranic session on IRIB English Radio. So we will give thanks to IRIB English Radio for such kind of Quranic sessions, and also Sevier International School for cooperation. Plus, let's give thanks to all of you for being with us. Fawad Haider, Ali Nasir, Hassan Ruhullah, Hussein Ruhullah, and Hassan Nasrullah. Thank you so much. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه